Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens, and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Show. And this segment is called All That Jazz Now. And the subtitle, Beauty in Music and Jazz. Art and jazz has always played a part in the style and connection to beauty and emotions. Oh man, I don't want to start crying on the first part of my show, but that was so beautiful I wrote. Hey, I got some good stories to tell you, and man, we're going to cut up tonight. Last night, I put a show on because I thought it was Wednesday. I was working so hard, And my producer said, "Dom, why are you calling me?" I said, "We got a show." And he said, "No, we don't. It's Tuesday." I said, "Oh, okay, my bad." But we got a great show for you tonight. We are featuring Ryan Montano and Brian Simpson. I mean, and these cats, man, put on your dark glasses. They are bad in jazz. So we got a lot of good jazz, too, man. We got some new, some old. We got some Michael Franks. We got some people competing with Michael Franks. McKay Chevrolet and Kenny Wesley. They did the same song that Michael Franks and Valerie Simpson did. Or Brenda Russell, one or the other. I think it was Brenda Russell. But we got a great show for you tonight. I kid you not, man. I am so pumped up. The Ohio area is starting to act like they got great sense. And if we finish this book on time, Vindication, it will be shown to 5,000 students at Oberlin. Oh, man. I can hear them saying that. Donis McClure, you're so great. Somebody told me my head was big. I said, "What?" I said, "I need a cargo van for my head." Anyway, so we got a great show, like I said, I kid you not. But before we start, I was in Menards shopping the other day, real quick. And this man came up to me and said, "I want one of those on your back." And of course, it was my animation character, KK. And I said, "Really?" He said, "Yeah, man." He said, "But don't tell my wife." He said, "Because she's looking good and I'll get beat down for wearing that." I said, "Oh, okay. Well, KK does cause problems." But anyway, listen, we got a great show. Let me get it started. We're going to start off with Brian Simpson, "Someone Just Like You," and Brian Bad. And we got some more stuff. And then we got the poem, "How We Could Be Warm Together." Oh, I'm going to cry. And we started off with Brian Simpson. That was a track band. That was called Someone Just Like You, Brian Simpson. Hey, I'm going to turn to a track called Mr. Smooth by Michael Franks. And a friend of mine used to play that in Minneapolis, Minnesota on his radio station. He said he was Mr. Cool. But I'm going to play this track. And when I come back, then we got more great music for you on the one and only Don S. McClure Show.
We bow to Mr. Smooth.
Oh, man. That's that Michael Franks. And, you know, me and some photographer friends of mine, well, at least Anthony, when I used to hang at his studio, he's the first one to introduce me to Michael Franks. And he'd be playing that. I said, man, who is that? He said, dumb man, that's Michael Franks. He said, and I'd be shooting pigeons, snapping it, and playing Michael Franks. And he had a nice studio, man, really nice, in Chicago, on the north side. Here we go, Diana Washington, from the old school, September in the Rain. Of course, it's not September, and of course, it's not raining. Hey, I wonder why she didn't make a song called January in the Snow. I don't know, man. Nah, play the music.
The leaves of brown came tumbling down, remember, in September, in the rain. The sun went out just like a dying ember, that September, in the rain. To every word of love I heard you whisper, the raindrops seem to play a sweet refrain. Though spring is here, to me it's still September. Ooh, that's September in the rain. To every word of love I heard you whisper, the raindrops seem to play a sweet refrain. Though spring is here, to me it's still September. That's September in the rain. In the rain.
And we're back. And if you want to get into the show, you could dial 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial from all over the world. I'm going to hit the red button on my mic and say it again. Play it again, Sam. You can get us all over the world. How about that? Even in China. Oh, them. We listen to your show. We know you eat plenty Chinese food, and so we like you. But stay away from those Koreans, and stay away from that Thai food. Taiwan, only China. Oh, God. Stop drinking whatever you're drinking. Hey, I'm going to play this track called Don't Let It Go to Your Head. And it's by a young lady named Zane, Zanye. And she said, hey, I can sing this in a jazz. And listen to the jazz background. Man, I mean, these guys can cut.
You know how I feel about you.
That's what they used to sing in my junior high days, middle school. Little cheerleader girls. Dad, I like you. Don't let it go to your head. You think you the bigger, bigger. Oh, man. Oh, Don. Hey, let me play this track by Bill Withers. I wish you well. Oh, man, Bill Withers, I wish ya well.
Hey.
That jazz, didn't it? I wish you well. Hey, did you know? No, I won't tell that story. Can't tell you that one on air, but anyway, you know, I used to be an altar boy, and yeah, I kid you not. And man, I was the one who fixed the priest cup, right? Boy, and I'd be down there drinking that wine, eating up that bread, because I did communion. Now, I went to confession and told the priest, so he said he forgave me. He said, you need about 100 penance. But anyway, I was a good little altar boy. I was a good kid. I'm going to play this track by Michael Franks. Now Love Has No End by Valerie Simpson and Michael Franks. And he's also one of the featured artists we're doing tonight. Brian Montano, Brian Simpson, and Michael Franks. Because he's got a track, like I said, we're going to play. And I want you to enjoy. I want you to sit back and listen to this now. This is going to put something on your mind. Now, not mind, but mine. My producer looking at me on the Skype, he's like, dog, I think it's something wrong with you.
my nose would be inside a book of poetry. I memorized the movies where into each other's eyes the lovers stare. Aisha Varga with his Lara in their cottage in the snow.
With only love to keep them warm, I soon discovered with alarm real life could not compete with fiction or widescreen love on the street. No face was shining there to meet me in soft focus. Yes, my heart blew the part.
Seemed like for me stormy weather would always hide the moon. Into the wrong monsoon, until the light of your smile guided me to this island. I lost my way, but now I'll never be lost again. I'm not ashamed to say, I know for sure. Now love has no end. It sounds so commonplace that I'm reluctant to point my pen. But when I behold your face, I know for sure. Now love has no end.
No end.
Sure, love has no end. Till I found you.
I never knew the joy of two, but now I know for sure love has no end. It's always better late than never, for forever now I know for sure love has no end.
And I like the way Valerie Simpson says, no way. That's bad, man. If you can step, like people out there say they can step, then they need to play Michael Franks, Valerie Simpson. Love has no end, E-N-D. So, probably just looking at me like, Don, E-N-D. Yeah, Ian. Like he don't know. All right. I'm going to jump to a track that I love. Jazz artist, Brian Culberson. Brian, bad man. You'll never find. And I play this so much in my car, man. Even the police stop me and say, Don, you have played that song 50 billion times. We've been following you. And you just jump it in your car. I say, well, you know, people are never fine. They say, you're going to give you a ticket if you play with that. I said, what you doing listening to my car anyway?
Thank you. Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written. In this amazing new drama, Joey is the brilliant and fascinating underworld figure every prosecutor, law official, politician, and other rising crime figure love to hate. It's up to him to keep his friend and his friend's family safe and uninvolved in this plan that he knows will destroy everything the loving couple have worked so hard to build.
On the Field is more than a story. It is an emotional reading from the heart as you witness a mother feeling lost when her doctor informs her her child is 90% blind. While reading, you will try to understand a father's anguish, believing he has done something wrong in his early life before marriage, and now he is being punished through the birth of his first child by God. Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field is the story of fortitude, courage, and love that these two parents will drive home to their child as she faces her future world in life, while at the same time arming her with an understanding to combat all the challenges that will come her way, from learning how to walk as if she were not born blind, to building a positive attitude about herself, and never looking in the mirror to see a child with a handicap, but rather a young woman who has a God-given talent to pitch 100 miles an hour with the hope to play on a regular high school baseball team called the Chicago Red Sox. Yes, Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field was created by renowned American author Don S. McClure as a touching family story. But it is a reading you will hold close to your heart. Available on his website, dsmpublications.net.
And I'm back. I think they were talking about me. I like that. Oh, man. Hey, I'm going to jump to a 2022 track done on June 26th. It's called Honest, Ryan Montano, one of our featured artists for the night. And like I said, you know, we go to the old, we come to the new, we go to the middle, and then we come back and give you some more. So, I'm going to jump to this track, Honest, by Ryan Montano. Yes, and that was Ryan Montano, June 26, 2022. The track is called Honest. You can find all the tracks that I play on YouTube. We're going to jump to the romantic side of jazz. After all, the show is called All That Jazz Now. Subtitle, Beauty in Music and Jazz. Art and jazz has always played a part in the style and connection to beauty and emotions. We're going to go back to a poem that was written in 1930 from a diary of a relationship. And it was redone by Arthur Prysock in 1968. The original part was written by Walter Benton. And yes, I studied his poetry and learned how to say it. So yes, I know the poem by heart. But I'm not going to say it tonight. Remembering, however, when we could be warm together, Arthur Prysock performing.
When all the poems on the theme have been written, and all the night and day dreams dreamt without prophecy or fulfillment, when hope sustains us no longer, nor being drunk or busy or therapeutically in love keeps us from remembering. When we have forgotten even why we parted, if we ever knew it at all, remembering, however, when we could be warm together, kiss, though with a cold, when even baby talk became you, yes, and everything I said was sweet or funny, and everything you did was beautiful. I keep your eyes by heart after the very first reading. I could repeat them in detail, remembering their elements in pearls and moonstones, and the dark wings of a starling, and the bright morning faces of asters. I learned your hair many ways, by the musk and visually, by the braille touch. After one fitting only, if I could cut my hands just so, as if they held your face, blindfolded, I could kiss a thousand mouths and know your lips. I could tell time by your mouth's kisses, feel rich red colors, taste sun ripe fruits. I know the season of the year. I took your body like a glass of sweet milk at bedtime, and my eyelids let go at the hinges when I loved you, when you were all I, and all of me was you. My season rhymed with your season, and our bodies made music and gave light, and all things absolute. I have looked too long upon you, too long, and with so much love that strangers can see you in my face. as the sun in vivid colors leave an after image in the eyes.
Oh, man. I'm through. The man said, blindfolded, I could kiss 1,000 miles and know your lips. I could tell time by your mouth's kisses. Oh, he shot me through that one. Bam! I'm done for. I'm like a turkey. Done. Hey, I'm going to play this back-to-back track. When I Give My Love to You, originally by Michael Franks and Brenda Russell. But this time it's done by Mekhi, Chevalier, and Kenny Wesley. So I'm going to play theirs first, and then I'm going to back it up with Brenda Russell, Michael Franks, because I'm shot after that last poem. Oh, man, I can't. My glasses are all fogged up on that one. I'm drooling. I need some ice cream.
Thank you.
I take a break after all this good music, man. It's got me all worked up. Oh, man. And I can see my mother in the kitchen, my father sitting there reading the newspaper, and my mother be jamming that track. When I give my love to Archie. I say to Archie? Ooh. That's my daddy name. Oh, man. Hey, I'm going to play this track called Her Eyes by Brian Simpson. And then after that, we're going to take a break. If you want to get into the show, dial 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial from all over the world to get into the show. I kid you not. And you can go to my website, dsmpublications.net. where you will find all my great books. And when you order one, I will sign it for you. And you could hit the big red on air button And you can listen to the show online, in your car, in your truck, in a hole, at your man house, at your woman house, at your cousin house, at your grandma house. You can listen to my show.
Thank you.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure, in his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meets and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars. You can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
And that last track, that was Brian Simpson. It's called Her Eyes. And we got some more Brian. He's our featured artist for the night. We're going to jump to a track by Nancy Wilson, Like Before. I think she was talking to me. She said, no, she wasn't talking to you. I said, okay. She said, hello, like before. So my producer said, everything is not about you, Don. Okay, all right. Jones. Have you seen the video? She said, I don't know why I didn't come. I know I wanted to see you, but I was goofing around out there hanging on the beach, and I got a chance to see the sun, but I don't know what I was thinking about. So when I called you, your number was changed. had gone on, she said, hey, I don't know why I didn't come. Crazy me drinking that wine. Hey, I'm going to play this track by Ryan Montano. I'd like it like that. Ryan bad. So let me play Ryan. My phone is blowing up with messages about, nah, don't be knocking the lady. I say, hey, she was the one on the beach. And I am back, and it's 12 more minutes, and we'll be off the air. And then I'll get back to writing. That little track was called Closer, Still by Brian Simpson. You know, man, we've had some really great tracks. I'm going to play this track by Laura Fiji. It might as well be spring, because it might as well be. And we're getting ready to get the heck on out of here. And then I got to get to writing.
I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I am starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't keep wishing I were somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a man I've yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might as well.
Thank you.
Well, there you go. And now I'm going to play a track called When I Say Your Name. We only got 7 more minutes, actually 6. Then I got to get to writing my head. But, you know, as I do this book, I am learning so much about things I was just never taught and needed to know why the abolitionist movement was so dominant in America, and people didn't like that, even though they said they were for free, freedom. They just didn't like abolitionists. So we were taught abolitionists were bad. That's why they got John Brown. We're going to learn more. All right. When I Say Your Name. Get ready to go. I got some serious writing, but I am learning so much as I do this book, as I usually do when I'm doing something. So two more minutes. We're going to get on out of here. And When I Give My Love to You is a track I'm going to play. It's my last track. And I'm gone for Wednesday, but I'll see you Friday.